it's really, because you seduce the signs out of the skin. It's about the interaction of the two hands and how you, you know, and I don't think it's a wrong analogy. I mean, it's about that kind of subtleties, you know, and about the interaction of the two hands, the interaction of the skin, and bends and presses. I mean, you caress the back of the skin. I mean, if you watch what Paul's doing, his hands, I mean, it's a very sensual, sensual type of movement.
I think it enriches your life. I think it's balm for the soul.
No, some of it's kind of deep. Some of it's a bit more upfront.
Raw emotional energy, you know, and honest too. No barrier between what's inside and what comes out, you know, no restraints.
I remember bath nights as a very small child being bathed, and my father had the radio in the bathroom with the Kaylee music playing all the time, and that's what he used to listen to in the car, in at home, you know, the radio was off and on and it would be Kaylee music. Well, I do remember as a child wanting to go out and play with my friends outside, and my mother said, no, you have to go and practice first. You know, there was always this sort of carrot being held in front of you that, you know, you have to do your practice first and then you can go out and play. And I remember resenting that terribly as a child, because I wasn't a bit interested in it. We had three pianos in the house. We had a very, very large music room. A bit like this one, actually, you know, there was lots of room in it, and we had these three pianos, and I used to play two piano duets with my brothers, and on the piano sat the music of Joan Trimble. Now, Joan Trimble was an Ulster woman. She was from Enniskillen, and she was a pianist composer, and she was very famous during the war years. She played on the BBC with her sister Valerie. So, I mean, older listeners would remember Joan and Valerie Trimble. They were quite well known. But she played a lot of popular music. She arranged it herself. And she also did these Irish arrangements and sort of Irish-sounding pieces, which were not arrangements, if you know what I mean. They were actually original pieces that she wrote, but they were quite Irishy. And that music sat on our pianos at home. And every so often we would go in and play it together, you know. And I absolutely adored it. It was some of my favourite music. I'd say I was about 11 or 12 years old when I suddenly started, I think I discovered Chopin, actually. And Chopin's music really spoke to me. And I can remember one summer, I think I was about aged 13, that I actually spent the whole summer playing Chopin's music. And I was trying to play pieces that were much too hard for me. But still in all, you know, I was trying, and I was really enjoying it tremendously and getting an awful lot out of it. And I remember going back to my piano teacher, you know, in September after the summer, and saying, oh, I started the first ballade, and I was just playing through it and really enjoying it, you know. And of course, some of the bits I couldn't play, so I'd left them out. But I'd sort of done the bits that I could play, and I remember her saying, well, Una, you're not really just ready for that yet, you know, we'll wait another couple of years and then maybe we'll try it again. But yes, I think I started to realise that I was probably quite good at it. And I think secondly, I started to identify with some of the music, some of the fantastic music that's been written for the piano. And I think that really, you know, got me on that path.
Mostly rock and blues and Muddy Waters. And for a long time, not really kind of getting into the guitar, so just hearing it and thinking it was something out of this world that I couldn't get my hands on. It was a hobby when I just had the records and I was just listening to music, but the day I got a guitar, it stopped. It was, you know, my life. Because I remember my dad picked me up, I bought the guitar, my mum and dad picked me up, and they had to go into, I lived in Artane in Dublin at the time, and they had to go into the Artane Cashel shopping centre. I was in the car park, and by the time they come back, I'd already learnt my first three chords. This is just the day I bought it, like, and I was in the car already practicing and working on it, and I just didn't put it down. You know, it was, I just knew, even though I couldn't play it, really, I just knew I was going to be able to do this well. Just guitar mad, yeah. Just grabbed me when I was a kid, you know, and the sound of it, and just had, I remember Muddy Waters' guitar solo, Howlin' Wolf, and he had the slide, and it just had this raw, honest sort of expression that could still hear goosebumps all over my back and neck and everything still today. And it's just... identifies with something with me, you know. And as a kid, I would have hated school. Didn't really have nice friends where I grew up, and you know, the guitar, I could identify with it, the sound of the pain of it or something, you know, that kind of thing. And just became like a really close friend, just listening to it. The records became like a close friend, you know, and I could get lost in that world. And then when I got my own guitar, you know, before I could even play as such, I was already sort of feeling some emotional outlet with it, you know, even just holding it and looking at it at night time, not being able to sleep because it's at the end of your bed, and just going, fuck, I can't believe I have a guitar, you know. And it just, the look of it too, I mean, it sounds kind of superficial, but just it makes you kind of, it's so attractive looking. Yeah. And I had a red Fender Strat, and it, you know, for a long time, it just... the shape of it and the colours, and I don't know, no other instrument did that for me. So I think for me, starting off, it was more to do with sort of like a healing kind of thing, you know. As I said, I hated school, you know, and I was got bullied a lot and got knocked around a good bit, and that causes you to kind of go inward, you know. And then when you find something like an outlet like the guitar, it's not, you're not doing it for other people, you're doing it for yourself. And then later on, you know, as you're getting older and that, you realise that when you're playing this way, other people are affected by it, and there's a connection there. And you do a concert then, and there's a lot of people there, and they're all experiencing something, you know, and you just get hooked on that then, and then it becomes like a service for other people as well, you know. And you get hooked on that sort of interaction with an audience, you know.
So
the music had meant so much to me, and it wasn't just a sort of, you know, a cool, trendy thing to be into. It was an important thing for my own development as a person and all that, you know. And I identified with a lot of the songs and the lyrics and the sound of the guitar as well, you know. It a lot of Eric Clapton solos summed up how I felt at the time, you know. I was just a young kid, but I had those feelings. And in my own context, you know.
First album I bought was Michael Jackson, Bad. Yeah, when I was, I don't know what, 8, 7 or 8. First music that I got into kind of heavily was Metallica in the early 90s, and then I learned how to play guitar then, and that's when I started getting into making music as such, like kind of writing tracks on the guitar. I recorded some stuff when I was 18, 17 or 18, I recorded 2 albums worth of tracks. They're more kind of folk, acoustic and rock sort of bass stuff. I didn't do anything with the albums, I just gave them to friends, that was all. But then the year 2000, I was in college, first year in college, and I got friendly with a guy who was living about 3 doors down from me, and he had a set of decks, and so I kind of started playing, just messing around there, and it kind of went from there. Then that the following summer, I bought my own decks, started buying records. I listened solely to electronic music then for about the next year or whatever, like, you know, got heavily into it. And then I started making stuff, and I was still listening to all the same metal and everything that I used to listen to as well.
Yeah, my own ability to make noise.
Yeah.
I think really that was an influence on me. From I could hold a wooden spoon, you know, I've been banging on stuff, you know. I used to love walking up and down the piano keys on my mum and dad's piano in the house. I was breaking